This is GQDN for May the 31st, this Wednesday, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and, of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Hot Wheels. Oh, Bobby Kotick had to speak up. And Nintendo, what did you do? But first story comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they are saying that a former God of War art director has joined a Netflix project. So, Raph Grassetti, who did work on Sony's Santa Monica studio that was working on the God of War Ragnarok art, is now a part of Netflix Games, and they are working on with former Halo Infinite creator Joseph Staten, which is working on an unnamed new AAA project. So the article does go on going through aggressive history, including going with Santa Monica Studios in 2013 with working at BioWare. So, yep. So we'll see what they make. Indeed. Now we go to Nintendo. And, well, according to GameSpot, they shut down the eShop in Russia fully. So, essentially what happened was due to the ongoing war. Well, let me read this email first. And this is basically quoting Nintendo EU. Quote, as a result of the economic outlook, Nintendo of Europe has decided to wind down operations of its Russian subsidiary. As a part of our efforts to honor preceding commitments to our customers in the Russian market, the Russian versions of Nintendo eShop will be set to offer a limited service. So, that did happen, because essentially, the eShop did go into maintenance mode earlier this year, but then they decided, no, that's not far enough, so people will no longer be able to purchase or redeem download codes. So no content for them. And Nintendo accounts with payment information, those payment information will be deleted due to security concerns. So that's that too. Now Diablo 4, well, they are possibly designing the game from beginning to try to appeal to new people. So this comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and they were talking with the Diablo 4 general manager, Rod Ferguson, and here is what he said, quote, that was the goal from the beginning. We wanted to expand the audience. We want to be able to bring new players who haven't experienced Diablo, and we don't want them to be scared by the number 4. It's been designed with a lot of meaningful decisions around how do we get new players in. And one of them is the placement of where the story takes place, which is about 50 years of Diablo 3. So 50 years after Diablo 3. That would make some sense. But, well, what could make sense too is, according to PCGamesN.com, Diablo 4, the people there says we might break the game, but they're not worried. So they did talk with the lead class designer, Adam Z. Jackson, and he did some talking because they wanted to know on if this game would be broken if a whole bunch of players comes in to crash the servers. And he was very jovial about this. Quote, I love this question. For the quote, I'm always happy and unhappy with the balanced state of the game. I think that's forever going to be how I feel. As far as why we are happy, the team and I are very happy with our goals for balance and with the direction that we have consistently moved forwards. We have a set of principles on our team. We're a very principle-driven team, and I think we know what makes for a good game. We've been balancing games for a very long time, and we are confident we know what makes a good experience in Diablo 4. You've got to remember, Diablo 4 have hundreds and hundreds of passive effects, powers, skills, upgrades, legendary powers, and all of these things that when you change one, you create some other cascading effect on some node far away from it. The balance is never going to be completely perfect, that we can wrap up in a bow, and that's the game. We planned from the onset for Diablo 4 to be a very long live service game, and we're going to be consistently updating the balance and designs of things, and we look forward to that. Well, you know, we got it back out, and we found out that Bobby Kotick spoke up again. So, Eurogamer.net did say that, what he said was they didn't have a systemic issue with harassment, quote. So, yeah, he talked with Variety, and, we know what happened. It was a whole frat boy thing. It was a whole sexual stuff that was going on there. But he talked to Variety, and here's what he said, quote, "We've had every possible form of investigation done, and we did not have a systemic issue with harassment ever. We didn't have any of what were mischaracterizations reported in the media. But what we did have was a very aggressive labor movement working hard to try to destabilize the company." Further quote, "I am not like the other CEOs that are anti-union. I am the only Fortune 500 CEO who's a member of a union. If we have employees who want a union to represent them, and they believe that union is going to be able to provide them with opportunities and enhancements to their work experience, I'm all for it. I have a mother who was a teacher. I have no aversion to a union. What I do have is an aversion to a union that doesn't play by the rules. The hatred has turned into a lot of enthusiasm. When you look at the images of me on the internet, there are these anti-Semitic undertones. My kids have gotten death threats. I like the company," for the quote. "I like the culture. I'm really scared about the economy compensation for the talent that has been reaching up in ways that are complex for us to deal with. So the deal made a lot of sense." As he's talking about the Xbox deal. That was $68.7 billion. Which does look like it's starting to go through. But that's more of a personal. Let me try to not do that. Sorry. But let's get out of that stuff. And let's get into some releases. So here's what's coming this month. These are the biggest games of 2023. And we start with Killer Frequency. That comes out June 1st on Steam. So you're going to be a DJ. And you got to solve puzzles in the 1980 radio station. You're trying to stop a serial killer. Good luck. Atrian Odyssey Origin Collection. No more RPG stuff. Street Fighter 6. That's June 2nd. And Super Mega Baseball 4. That's June 2nd. Also on June 2nd, we love Katamari Reroll, Royal Reverie. Amnesia the Bunker comes out on June 6th. Oh, so does Diablo 4. I get the early release. MotoGP 23 comes out June 8th. Layers of Fear comes out June 15th. Crash Team Rumble, June 20th. Aliens Dark Descent, June 20th. Take a Backseat Diablo. Final Fantasy 16 comes in June 22nd. Sonic Origins Plus comes out June 23rd. Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life, June 27th. AEW Fight Forever. It's getting ahead of myself. June 29th. We'll see what happens there. Ghost Trick, Phantom Detective, June 30th. And there's a few more games that will be coming, but some of them were also delayed. But I won't get into those. You know what's coming this month. Here we go. Oh, and what's coming down the line? Well, according to PC Gamer, GameSpot gave us the last article. According to PC Gamer, well, if you like Hot Wheels, Unleashed 2 Turbocharged is coming, and that'll be October 19th, 2023, and it'll be on PC and all the consoles. Here we go. Go Get Racing. We end today what's going to be on PlayStation Plus this month. And there's just a couple of games here because it looks like NBA 2K23 and Jurassic World Evolution 2 and Trek to Yomi. The downloads begin on Tuesday, June 6th. So if you're into any of those games, they will be free for you this month. Very timely for 2K23 for NBA because the finals will be around that time. Actually, they start on Tuesday, I believe. So they'll be going on. They're just coming off it. And I've seen quite a few people playing Jurassic World Evolution 2, doing the whole park thing. And the Tricky-Yomi is a side-scrolling action game, and that's coming from Flying Wild Hog. And the publisher is Devolver. So go check them out. And you can check us out on Twitter. I'm at Joe Brums. And we are at Group Quest. That's me and Golvin. And we are all at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Yes, I'm fighting a head cold. But hey, I still play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Oh, there might not be one Friday. Diablo!